We'll study from the Sfas Emes on Parshas Bereishis, Shnas Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, page 11 in these editions of the Sfas Emes, the second column, the second paragraph. Quotes the very first Rashi in the Torah. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, L'hayetzarech, L'haskel HaTorah, Elamei HaChodesh HaZelechem Reish Chadashim. The Torah should begin teaching us mitzvahs. The first mitzvah taught to Moshe and Aaron, the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, establishment of time, of Jewish time, by which then they would establish the Mayadin. That was the first tzivoy of a mitzvah to Moshe. Why does the Torah begin with the story of creation and then the stories of the Dairos from the creation of Adam till Noach and then from Noach till Avram Avinu and then the Avos and the Shvatim? As we would say in the vernacular, get to the point. So, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Elo, Koyach, Maisav, Higid, La'amoy, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted to tell us, fortify us, with the knowledge that He has created a world so much His forever, always so that it is His to give, to move, to partake, and then to partition, I should say, to whoever He wishes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out the nachlos of the world. Los des lehem nachlas goyim, as Rashi says, because if the nations of the world come to us and say, Listen, Atem, you've robbed the land from us. This is what we're living through right now. And they'll say that it was given to the other nations and we took it from them. We took it from the seven nations, the Canaanite nations. We're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to whom He wishes and then takes it away from those who He might wish to take it away from and then give it to us. The obvious question as the Sfas Emes V'yesh L'Havin, Ma HaTiritz Al Kol HaParshius MiVereishius Ad HaChodesh Hazeh. That's very good. The answer that the Torah begins with this grand idea of the world being Hashem, so He gives it and he partitions it and gives it out to and divides it up to the nations as He wishes. Very important. But all of the stories, all of Sefer HaYosher, as the book of Bereishis is described, that all of that which happens up until Noah, Dor HaMavu, Dor HaPlogo, and then the others. After all, the answer isn't really contained then in a few short words of Rabbi Yitzchak. So therefore the Sfas Emes tells us that idea of Hashem being master of the universe and creator, and then therefore He has given us the answer, and meaning we have the sense of strength and self-confidence to know that we have that answer, that it's the land of Eretz Yisrael, as Hashem wants us to know and have the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's all true, but there is a much bigger picture. A much bigger picture, says the Sfas Emes. And he explains it as follows. Ah, Pirush HaDavar. The explanation is, Ki af she'ikar HaTorah l'mitzvaseh ha'nema. Of course, Torah is given to us as guidance. These are the mitzvos. This is how we have to live. This is how we observe all of the purpose and bring meaning into our lives by doing the mitzvah satayra, the mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah leis saseh. V'zeh Torah shebiksav. That's the Torah shebiksav. And when he says Torah shebiksav, he means Torah shebiksav and all the explanations of Torah shebiksav, which are contained in Mishnah and Gemara. Aval Hashem Yisbarach rotzo levarer. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it clear. Ki gam oylam hazeh b'chol habriya, gam kein al yidei koyach ha'tayra. All of the Bria, all of creation, is dependent upon the way we live, is dependent upon how we direct our lives and fulfill mitzvahs. Because the world was created for the Jewish people to accomplish our mission in this world. Our mission in this world is to live, partake of, make use of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. Every facet of creation, directly attached to a mitzvah, and those that are not seemingly directly attached to, or dependent upon, or created for the purpose of a mitzvah. No. The whole world, all of the world, is there here al yedei koyach haTorah, and is maintained and continues to exist by dint of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, and we live by that Torah. K'moy shekasuv. After all, that's what Chazal tells us in this very, very well-known Ma'am Chazal, Bereishis Rabba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'vayochol, like reading a blueprint, histakel bo'iraisa u'bara alma, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, looks into the Torah, and then creates the world in the image and according to the specs, as they're called, right? The specifications of the Torah. What does that mean? Hibit b'Torah u'bara ha'olam. The world is a reflection of what tzaddikim are going to do in the world. The world is created, and every facet of the world is created for the mitzvahs we're going to do and for the way we're going to use and interact with and marvel and appreciate all of creation. Because the tzaddik, the righteous yid, takes the earthliness of everything Hashem created and gives it a greater quality and brings out from the physicality spirituality. That's what the entire book of Bereishis is for. The entire book of Bereishis is a continuation of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world and said, Koyach Ma'isav Hikid La'amoy. Let me tell you, Am Yisrael, how powerful your Ma'isim are. The Sfasemis turns the words Koyach Ma'isav Hikid La'amoy around. Not just Ma'isav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'isav of His people. Koyach Ma'isav Hikid La'amoy. He tells us, Klal Yisrael, do you know how powerful what you do really is? Do you know how impactful what you do really is? It's so impactful that the world I created in all of its beauty and all its glory is a reflection of all the possible ways in which you can sanctify it. And that's the meaning of Hibbet B'Torah. He looked into the Torah, U'bara Ha'olam. Not only for that which you have to have a mikveh mayim, so a gathering of water of a certain size, or a gathering of water and it's zeichlin and it flows, it's kosher for a mikveh in certain circumstances, of course. But how about all of that which is encompassed in everything included in the Bria? Everything that we interact with. How we walk, how we talk, how we use everything, how we relate to everyone, to other people. And he explains, V'zehu inyan Torah shebal peh. That's the bigger, wider meaning of Torah shebal peh. The hanhagas, the way of behavior, the attitude of Avraham, of a Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's Torah shebal peh. Hibit b'Torah u'bara ha'olam means zehu inyan Torah shebal peh. Shatolui b'maaseh ha'adam. Depending on what we do and how we do it. Not just mitzvahs that we have to do and want to do, but everything else that we do. All of the hanhagas, all of the good traits, all of the good midas, all of the stateliness, all of the religious and humble, and yet at the same time proud, because we're humble before God and proud to be before God. Posture of a Jew. That posture of a Yid, as we do anything. V'zer kol ha-parshiyos. That's what these parshiyos are about. Mi ma'aseh avos. From the stories of the avos, we are to learn that what they did sanctified everything they owned and everything they touched. Laharos ki na'aseh mi ma'asehem Torah. From what they did, there's Torah. There's so much to learn. We say it this pasuk. We said it this past week, last Shabbos, Simchas Torah. Edus Hashem ne'emana. Machkimas Pesi. We say it in the Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos. We said it in Hakafis. So the Malbim on that Pesuk in Tehillim says, Eidus means testimony. Not halacha, not a directive, but the Eidus of Hashem. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what happened to Noach, and this is what Noach did. This is what the Dor HaFlogah was about, and this is what Hashem did. This is Avram, this is what Yitzchak did, what Yaakov did, and what the Shvatim did. That's all Eidus. It's the stories of the Torah. Machkimas Pesi. They're supposed to make man wise, and guide us, and show us. Because everything that they did is Torah. And everything they touched, they brought up and lifted up and sanctified. V'zeh nikra koyach ma'asav. That's the meaning, the bigger meaning of Koyach Ma'aseh Higid La'amoy. Meaning, HaKoyach Shenos Hashem Yisbarach B'Soich HaMa'aseh. All the potential, all the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vested in what, not only what he does, but what we do with what he created. Person has to realize how magnificent the world is and how potent what we do with that world is. And everything is Torah. Everything is Kedusha. Baal Shem Zeh Nikra Maisa Bereshis. As the Mishnah in Ovid says, Lahagit Kibi Ba'asara Mamaris Nivra Olam. So what he's about to say now is based on a very, very famous idea, and that is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to create the world, he tells us, you know, this is all you have to do. You have to speak. By speaking, you create worlds. Dehainu, the Zohar HaKadosh, it's the footnote number 12 right here. Zohar HaKadosh says that when someone studies Torah, he becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk he's going to quote is, Va'asim dvarai b'ficho, v'tzel yodi kisisicho, l'nto'a shumayim v'lisai d'aretz, v'loimer l'tzion, ami ato. Let's read inside and we'll explain the Sfas Emes' explanation of the Zohar. Ki ba'asar b'amaris nivra oylem, shigam chiyus ha'oylem al yidei ha'toyre. The chiyus ha'oylem is al yidei ha'toyre. By studying Torah, the world being a reflection of what the Torah wants it to be, asks, hopes it to be. So by studying the Torah, which is the Torah that comes alive, a Torah that's actualized in not only the mitzvahs, but in all the hanhagas and in everything that we do in the world as living yidden. A living yid picks up something that's not kadosh and uses it in a nice way, in a good way. It's kadosh. It becomes something of great, great importance. Because a yid is using it in some positive way. Our job is to bring out the following truth and make it clear and make it real. Everything that we involve ourselves with, everything that exists, and everything that we then do is interactive. There is a life force called HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamsi the Metzius. He is Bayre the Bria every day. Mechadish Petuvu B'chol Yom Tamid Maaseh B'Reishis. Everything continues to exist only because Hashem is commanding second or millisecond to millisecond, let it be that it should be here. Ukisha Adam Oysim Maisav Al Pikaya HaTayra Lahashlim Ritzayn HaBayre. When we are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use anything and everything in His world as He wishes it to be used, then the light shines, the energy in all things is brought out. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made is made for a holy purpose. Everything. Whether it's directly used for a mitzvah or just part of how a yid lives. But when he touches it in any positive way, any positive result comes from it, it's a changed world. That's the meaning of he looked into the Torah and created the world. It's not just that he looked into the Torah and said, okay, I'll make lemons, esroigim, so that you'll have an esroig, a mitzvah. But why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create, you know, thousands of other species? Each species will have a moment when a tzaddik will make a bracha and say, wow, thank you, Hashem. And bring out that latent kedusha in all things. Because remember, that fruit, its beautiful shine, its scent, how it's so delectable to look at, let alone to taste. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that for a reason. He did that to be mahana us, to be good to us. And when we realize it, and when we appreciate it, and when we respond that way, then that simple fruit that Yid picks up with appreciation and humbly says a bracha b'ad priya eitz, it became Torah. That's Torah, and we call it Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is how we behave and how we interact with everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. U'kisha'adam oysa maysav al-pikayach ha-Torah l'hashtam ritzayn ha-barei oz mechadei sha'or shenignaz b'hateva v'al zeh ne'amar. Now he quotes specifically the pasuk that is all about the shutfis, the partnership we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Mishayahu, v'al zeh ne'amar v'asim dvara b'ficha. I am giving my message, my words over to you, Yishayahu. Lintoya Shemayim, spread the heavens, Lisoid Aretz, and to lay the foundations of earth. Now wait a minute. The Navi's words are going to spread the heavens out in this universe and lay the foundations of earth? I mean, didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that 5,784 years ago? Yeah, the Baruch Shalom already did the entire Shemayim of Lisa Doris. So how do you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yishayahu HaNavi, you take my message, and by doing as I ask you to, and speaking the words that I ask you to express, you will be spreading the heavens and laying foundations of the earth. Yeah, that's right. V'leimor l'tziyon ami ato. Dorshu Chazal, the Chazal Adarish, and this is the Zohar Kaddish, al tikra ami, ela imi. Ami means, you're my people. No. Don't read it, you're my nation. Read it, imi. Your partners with me. Shehu shutuf b'maisa bereshis. That's how the Zohar Kaddish looks. And we understand it, the way the Zohar Kaddish reads, and I'll read you some of the words, ma ano bimilula. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I spoke, and I created the world. And that's what he was referencing earlier when he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ma'aseh Bereishis, used his words, Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. Well, that's very important, because B'milula Dili Avdis Shemayim Va'aretz, with my expression, I created heaven and earth, as the Pasuk says, B'dvar Hashem, HaShemayim Na'asu, Uvrach Piv Kol Tzva'am. Of Hachi, similarly too, at you, Klal Yisrael, when you learn Torah, you become a shutif in Meister Bereshit, in Briyas Shemayim Ba'aretz, you become a shutif with me in Briyas Shemayim Ba'aretz. You become a shutif, because by learning Torah, you are causing that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created shall become holy. When we live a certain way and interact with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created and interact with that which has been created the way we're supposed to interact, appreciate it the way we're supposed to appreciate it, look at it with the Rabbeinu Kook, with the marvel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work, and what can I do and how can I do it to be Mekadosh Es Hashem? In what way am I, as I'm walking, as I'm talking with somebody else, how am I sanctifying? How am I recognizing Shivis Hashem, the negative summit? And in what way am I bringing about a Kiddush Hashem? Because I am a Tzelem Elikim. And I'm going to bring out, therefore, this the potential for something to shine forth from everything I touch and everything I interact and everyone I interact with. That's the goal of Koyach Maisa Figil Amri, that we should realize the potency of what we do. And again, it's both in the world of action and in the world of Dibur. Here he's quoting Desire, where it's the world of Dibur, the realm of speech, and specifically studying Torah. But studying Torah means that we understand and relate to a world and know how to interact with the world in the right way. And interacting with things and people in the right way brings out their Kedusha. Because that's what Hashem created them for. Hashem created everything so that we shall act and interact with it the proper way. In a way that lifts it up, in a way that sanctifies it, because there's nothing that's just supposed to be mundane. Even the mundane is made to become holy. As we would say, just plain earthliness of something used by a tzaddik starts to have and shine with godly, and something that's, as we said, just seemingly tethered and shackled by its physicality somehow now shines with spirituality. Now he says a fascinating idea about the word Tzion. Now everyone knows that Tzion means a note or a dot, a mark. Tzion, right? Like I think in modern Hebrew, when we talk about, you know, grades or marks, right? It's called a Tziyun. We guess everybody here has been a little few years out of school, but I believe that's the mark. And that's why it's a mark. It's a tziyun, a grade. But it comes from the word mark, right? And when somebody is remarkable, he's a mitsuyan, right? Okay. So the idea then of tziyun is pirish tziyonu, and the kudu sheyesh b'chol dover. In everything, there is a mark, meaning there's a point of contact. There's an aspect of all things It has a rishima. It has a mark, meaning ois, something that should remind you, lizuzkar shehu me'Hashem yisbarach, a point of connection, if you will, between something and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because remember, everything that exists is willed by Hashem that it should exist. So you look at a blade of grass, the Chazal tell us there's a malach that's saying, right, to this blade of grass, grow, 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 grow. This, right? I mean, what does that mean? That means that there's a holy spiritual force / retzain habore that tree, that blade of grass, that this mountain, that the vast ocean. Why do you make a bracha? Because these things are showing us the beauty of Hashem's ratzon, the magnificence and the grandeur of the Creator Himself, moment to moment. But in all of those things, he says, there is a tziyun, meaning that aspect of it that should be reminding us it's there because Hashem wants it to be there. The idea here is that there's a life force, if you will. Even behind something that's dormant, it's being touched, kilu, by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That malach, that's the lashon of the Gemara is that the malach is striking it, right? Notice the lashon of the Gemara isn't just that the malach is saying, but it's kilu, the malach is urging and egging it on. It's almost, you know, it's anthropomorphically descriptive of someone pushing on the blade. Come on, blade of grass, I'm pushing you up out of the ground. Because that's its point of chiyus. Kol chiyus nimshach acha zois hanakuda, when you realize that, ha'adam hadavet menakudu zu, someone who attaches himself and feels and recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all things, and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what Hashem wants, and how Hashem is promoting and propelling life, meaning the goodness in that which we are given, the goodness in all things, and the potential in all things. So that, if you see and realize that nekuda in all things, you become a shutuf in Maisa Bereshis. For the days there, Lo says lehem nachlas goyim, it doesn't just mean Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't just mean territory. It means the whole world. If you even realize and understand what the world is, and how it's Hashem's world, and how it's to be used, and how we interact with it, then whose world is it? Ours or theirs? Does this world really belong to some non-Jewish person who just thinks that it's, you know, even if he believes in a creator, but thinks that it's somehow given to him, rather than understanding that it has inherently, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the expression and desire of Hashem, propelling it for higher purposes, moment to moment to moment to moment. Yidden who recognize it, it's there, it's our world. The whole world and everything Hashem created is our world that way. That's Nachlas Goyim. That's the bigger meaning of Rabbi Yitzchak. And how do we realize this? We realize this from the Avos, from the Tzaddikim, how they interact, how they behave, what they use to bring about the holiness in things and the Kedusha and Kiddush Hashem. You know, we'll conclude with a very famous ma'amar of the Rama Mipano. Rama Mipano, in Ma'amar Eim Kol Chai, talks about Chanoch, where the Torah tells us he was so holy but vulnerable spiritually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him. And then he ceased to live. This very holy Chanoch, Rama Mipano says, he was Teifer Tfiras. He was a shoemaker. And he would sew the heels and the soles to the upper shoe. And as he did that, now, we understand in Kabbalah, a minol, a shoe, means a place for the Shekhinah to exist here in this earth. So this Rama Mipano is of a very holy nature, of a very Kabbalistic nature. Bringing tachtonim and alyonim together, tikunim l'raglei hashchina. In other words, to make it that there's a shuv, meaning that there's a place, a space, where the Shechina could be here with us on earth. And that's what he's being mechaven, and that's what his intentions are as he does the work of shoemaking, bringing the top and the bottom, like the top of the shoe and the bottom of the shoe together. That's the Rama Mipano. So there's a debate whether it was said this way, exactly what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta meant to say. But at one point Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, The simple pshat is that he meant to do a good tefillah, that it should be sewn right, because he's going to give this or sell this shoe to someone else. It has to be worth, it has to be right, it has to be correct. But the two really are one. It's really all the same. Taking something and doing it correctly, and caring about someone else, and doing it honestly, and doing it with a sense of dignity, that's a very holy act. It's of course the mitzvah of being goyel chassadim, if you're helping someone, and if it's masu matan and you're just doing it for money, but erlichkeit and honesty, and a good honest effort or day's work or piecemeal work that's done correctly, that's also very holy. That's very holy. It's seemingly not, but no, it really, really is.
A person like that should mistake.
Right. A person is erlich, a person takes his reshus and his things he's allowed to do, allowed to have, things he's opted to do, optional things as we call them, all of them being sanctified. That's what the avos, that's how they lived, moment to moment. When we do that, so then that's koyach maisav. It's an amazingly powerful accomplishment. Koyach maisav hikud la'amo. And that's what we learn, and that's why we read Bereishis, because we have to know that how we live, even in the terms of before mitzvahs, or not doing mitzvahs, but just living a life that's upstanding and correct with the right hanhagis, oh, that has a huge koyach. And that's how we are going to have nachlas goyim. That's what makes it our world, because we live with an understanding of what Hashem wants to have happening in His world, and how to bring out the kedusha of all things in His world.